We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Todd, jobs and the economy are obviously the number one issue in Rhode Island. What is your plan for bringing more jobs and improving Rhode Island's economy?
The issues we face here in Rhode Island are very similar to the conditions 4 years ago in 2010 when I first ran for governor. My idea forward is to center on a commerce fund. I'm proposing a $1 billion commerce fund for the small businesses and property owners of the state. I believe that we have, with our all Wall Street investment portfolio, all our eggs are in one basket. And I believe in diversifying that portfolio, protecting that fund much differently than other candidates do. I believe we can focus investment in Rhode Island, assisting the small businesses and property owners, $200 million for small businesses, $200 million for property owners, kicking off a $400 million infrastructure fund. And, you know, I do want to lower the state sales tax so every Rhode Island business can be regionally competitive. And in doing that, with the remaining $200 million in that $1 billion sum, I propose a Rhode Island sovereign fund. And that's sort of like a rainy day fund, so we don't have these dynamic budget gaps.
Okay. Let me stop you there. You've got some ambitious proposals, as you just said. How would you pay for all of this?
Well, when we talk about a commerce fund, that's a win-win. It's an interest income for the state, and it also provides that mobility for small businesses and property owners. For example, that furnace that's hard to save for. It's very expensive. The windows, the roofs. So all of these things support a jobs plan. It supports the jobs of Main Street, the construction that we see on residential homes.
Hang on a sec. You just outlined a $1 billion commerce fund or something like that. How would you pay for it?
Well, again, I've talked about utilizing the Wall Street pension fund that we send, the pension fund that our retirees are banking on.
So you would take money out of the pension fund?
Well, I don't want to say take. I want to say diversify the fund so that it is no longer an all Wall Street investment portfolio. We have had $1 billion losses in the past. I've spoken with Frank Caprio on this, and he supports focused investment in Rhode Island through Commerce Fund. So I think we'd have a winning team focused on the people of Rhode Island. And instead of an all Wall Street investment portfolio, I call it Invest in Rhode Island.
Let's go to Scott.
We have a big issue with the 38 Studios bonds. Would you pay those off or not?
I really don't believe paying the 38 Studios bonds is appropriate for the state. I don't agree with it. We're using national bank settlement monies to pay for 38 Studios, and it's hard to overcome this atmosphere where we want to invest in Rhode Island paying off this debt. I'd rather see a foreclosure revolving fund so people fighting for their homes and titles in courts can have access to a refinance plan, set themselves straight.
Looking at the Saconnet River tolls, as you know, on the east side of Narragansett Bay, that's a very, very big issue. How would you handle that?
I saw passing a 10-cent toll at the last minute of the, 2013 as just a foot in the door for raising the fees. We've seen it come to pass. I know that we need an infrastructure fund to maintain our bridges, but the majority of that bridge was built with federal money. So I think we're early on to toll it. I think we can explore other ideas. For example, with the Rhode Island registration, perhaps Rhode Islanders have access to every road in the state. Maybe we can toll out-of-state tourism traffic.
One of your proposals is to create an Office of Inspector General to try and increase accountability in government spending. Some lawmakers have wanted to create that kind of office for many years now, and the legislation has gone nowhere at the State House. How would you be able to convince the General Assembly to create that office if it hasn't been willing to up to now?
Well, do we need the legislature's approval to create that position, for example? Can it be done by executive order? The governor has a number of attorneys. Can we dedicate one position to kick off this, the beginning of this? Can the lieutenant governor has 10 positions in their office? Can we encourage the lieutenant governor to establish that first office of inspector general through that office? It's clear we need to end the corruption and cronyism in the state. And I think that's going to be our first line of defense. Obviously, it's embarrassing to have the state house raided and all this drama that's been unfolding the last couple of weeks. So I've been proposing Office of Inspector General since last fall when I first declared. And I think that's crucial in our first line of defense towards waste, fraud, and abuse.
We're talking here with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Todd Giroux, and now back to Scott.
I'm wondering what you think of the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare and HealthSource Rhode Island. What do you think as far as their success or lack thereof in how we ought to finance this thing going forward, if we should at all?
I support the Affordable Care Act, and I think it's a win for the state. It's been allowed to succeed. I support continuing it as is. I don't want to end it. I want continuity to support the program, as do I with, for example, gay marriage. I think the next governor should be as friendly towards, you know, marriage equality with affordable health care. These are democratic principles that I believe in, supporting, you know, the majority of Main Street people and the jobs and the way the money works.
Gambling is Rhode Island's third largest source of state revenue, and we see how Massachusetts continues to gear up with more threats to Rhode Island's gambling revenue. What would you do about that if you were governor?
Well, myself, I've been a boater for a number of years, and when I bring my boat up into the city of Providence on New Year's, we point the boat north. We used to see the fireworks through the bridges and over the city. I see water fires as an extended boardwalk going towards, an amusement park, perhaps a casino downtown. I don't like looking at a scrap heap when we pass through the area. I think the overall net effect of the city be very walking, very tourable city, very charming, and communities north of us have success with that. Communities south of us have success with that, and those are the ideas that I support.
Wondering about gun control. You know, there was a lot of talk after last year's Newtown school shooting in Connecticut. And in fact, Connecticut and New York did pass tighter gun regulations, but in Rhode Island, that's been stalled. Are there any gun control regulations that you advocate putting into law?
I spoke at the Second Amendment rally, and it caused some hoopla. Some folks say, Todd, what are you doing? Are you a progressive? Where are you with us? Are you with them? What's going on? I'll tell you that for progressives who are listening, we don't want mass criminalization. That's one thing we don't want in this country, whether it's cannabis or whether it's gun control.
So you favor legalizing marijuana?
I do. I think that if we're first, we won't be last.
And you'll regulate it like alcohol? How would you regulate it to make sure children, for instance, don't get their hands on it?
Right. There have been medical marijuana cards in the state for a long time. I'm in construction. And, you know, employee comes up to me, says, I've got my card. I can smoke. Well, it doesn't give you the right to go up on my scaffolding. You know, so I believe in clear and fair rules of the road. In California, it's a felony to get a DWI. I'm absolutely concerned for safety in those matters. But in terms of increasing tourism, I think we can be in Amsterdam of the East Coast. And you look at what's happening in Washington, the trend in Colorado, and here on the East Coast, I think it would be a boon for economic.
Would you go all the way with Amsterdam and also legalize prostitution?
No. I'm not. I don't go that there with that. But I do support, legalization of cannabis, and I do not support any rules regarding gun restrictions, because it's just going to lead to mass criminalization. It's really taking away the focus that we should have on jobs and the economy.
We're almost out of time here, Todd, but education is an important issue for the state. What is your platform on education?
I'll tell you, all of us sitting in this room here today, it's our education that got us here. It's what allows people to succeed, to dream, and be able to have that that mechanism of action. And when that's what education brings us. So, as was pointed out in Chafee's address, you know, we have populations coming to the state that we need to stand strong on education. I think technology is going to play a big role in that in the future. I think we're going to see laptops in schools. I'd say there's going to be a lot more homeschool environments and non-traditional, because this is the example I give. When you're looking at your cell phone, we all have that pattern to unlock that phone. And you look at a person, a kid, you say, how are we going to educate this person? What is it that's going to unlock that person's mind and lead them to a better future? And I think not everyone learns on the same learning curve. So that's my approach to education.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Democratic gubernatorial candidate Todd Giroux.
Thank you very much.